This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
What is happening? You are listening to the Nintendo PowerCast, episode 404. I'm one of your four hosts, N64 Josh Crawler. What's up, dude?
That's a lot of fours, and it's Crawler coming at you.
That's Air 404. So something might go wrong.
Johnny, what is happening?
What's up? Leave us a review before we forget.
Cheesy, what is going on?
Be as salty as last time, so.
Oh yeah.
What's going on, cheese curds?
And what's up, everybody? We got a funny review, so I don't know if Cheesy wants to pull that up. You can read it at the beginning of the show here on
Putting me on the spot.
I know. I'll give you time. Yeah, it's on Apple Podcasts. So
let me look it up.
If you want to check it out, it's the one right after it is Strikers isn't niche. I think it's all it says. So, but guys, of course, we want to invite you to the Discord, n64josh.com/discord. Jump on in with these new Game Boy games. I want to get some game club going. So we'll be discussing and getting that rocking and rolling. I'm gonna hopefully announce something in the Discord. So come hang out there, n64josh.com/discord, because these Game Boy games are fantastic. I'm having a pretty good time playing them, and I want to let you guys know that
Mario Kart does not look good as I remember.
So there
maybe because it's blown up on a bigger screen.
Well, there's a feature you can change to make it look a little more pixelated, which makes it not look quite like Clay Fighters. So
which is probably the setting they had it on for the trailer. Because I looked at the trailer again today, and I'm like, it looks a lot better there than it did.
Yeah,
what's reproduce classic feel, or
that's yeah, put that on and it looks a little more pixelated. You can also shrink the screen size if you want it to tighten everything up as well. So there's a few options. It does, but that's settings for every game on Game Boy Advance, and then you can do the same with Game Boy. So you can change it to Game Boy Pocket, Game Boy Color, or OG Game Boy. So and that's the little cog wheel right there in the
embrace the green. Embrace the green and gray.
That's right. The other thing I want to let you guys know about is if you go to n64josh.com/Mario Kart guide, I am writing the history of Mario Kart. I'm having such a fantastic time with it. It is super, super cool. And I'm also putting together a guide for it's essentially for Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, but this is the stuff I've been doing for 30 years in Mario Kart, like how to take the best lines and just learning some of those tricks as well. But there's going to be some fun also, like how to mend relationships after after you destroy your significant other, and how not to swear in Mario Kart, because you know, as we could tell from my last stream, it's not easy for some of the mods not to swear. So we'll just leave it at that. But that's n64josh.com/Mario Kart guide. You can pre-order it right now for $14.99, which is half off. And if you're a content creator and you'd like to help promote it and earn a 40% commission, you can also email me info@n64josh.com. So let's start this with the review. Cheesy, what do we got here? It said it was a funny one, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, and I'm going to read it the way I imagine this person wants it read. It's, here's Perfect. Your funny review from YY Guy. I think I said that right. My dearest comrades, your podcast has enlightened me. I have attained knowledge about the entertainment value as well as current events pertaining to the culture and community of electronic video games. I profess that this group of individuals has indulged my senses in producing laughter involuntarily. I am pleased by this. Therefore, I elect to provide my support towards this podcast by leaving a written evaluation in addition to a rating indicating my enjoyment level of your production. With all respect, yours truly, Y Guy.
There we go. There we go.
That was pretty good.
I liked it. I liked it. Just get stuff.
I think it's a 4 out of 5 star though.
Yeah.
You can drop us a 5.
We gotta step up our game here a little bit, I guess.
So. Johnny.
I mean, it was probably when I called or somebody called Kirby a baby game last week. So
oh, that was Crawler. That was Crawler.
So let's talk this direct, you guys. Overall, Cheesy, I want you to kick us off. What would you give the grade?
Really putting me on the spot tonight.
Yeah, on the spot.
For me, I'm going to say it was like, I think for me, it was a 7 out of 10. Like, I know that there's a lot. That, I think that there is a lot that obviously there's a lot that people like. And I can appreciate why people like those things, but as far as like there were a lot of shadow drops, and that's cool, like that's a good surprise, but I don't feel like there were a lot of surprises in the sense of things that we didn't know already,
which their tweet said that, right?
Drop Metroid Prime Remastered. They shadow drop Metroid Prime Remastered and Game Boy Color and Game Boy Advance games. You're still giving it a 7. They Johnny, had all of that and then some garbage Splatoon DLC.
We'll get into that because I don't think it's as garbage as you're making it out to be.
It's pretty bad.
We'll talk about it. But no, okay. For me, like I think it was a good direct in the sense of nostalgia, right? But like as far as newer things to come, I don't think that we got a lot of that. It was stuff that we kind of already knew.
The chat agrees
thought was on the way within some time. Like the Game Boy games, I think we thought were going to come sometime. It coming out, Shadow Drop was nice.
Yeah, that's cool. It had been Shadow Drops.
There had been the rumor of Metroid Prime Trilogy, but then that got downgraded when I think it leaked that it was just going to be Metroid Prime Remaster. Mm-hmm. That was it. So it was kind of known.
It's an upgrade. I don't think it's a downgrade. I think it's an upgrade.
You don't think that's a downgrade to not get the trilogy and get just one game?
Well, if they were, so the trilogy, I was assuming was just going to be a port of like the Wii game. But if it was a trilogy of remasters like this, then yeah, it's a downgrade. But if it's just a port of the Wii game, instead we get the remaster of Metroid Prime 1, it's an upgrade.
And I think we're going to get the other two games with this much treatment, I think, here soon. And they're taking advantage of it because they're going to be able to sell us the three games for $120 versus $60.
They're just going to shadow drop at each direct this year. So in June we'll get Metroid Prime 2.
And it has September. Me worried for what the if we're going to get a direct in June or summertime, what's going to be there? I mean, it will have to be at this point all new things. Because there isn't really anything past now. Pikmin has a date of what? July 21st.
Yeah.
I think that's the latest game we have out there now.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, that was the whole point of this direct. They said that it was going to focus on games coming out in the first half of the year. And I think they stuck with that pretty well. Pikmin's a little late, but it's close enough.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, then the next direct is going to have all new things. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I think it's a solid B. I think it's like an 85 for me out of 100. How about you, Johnny?
I think I go 85 as well. There were every direct has like, you know, it opens with something big ish. Like Pikmin 4 trailer was exciting to see. But then there's like 5, 10, 15 minutes of just you fall asleep and wake back up. And then there's another something big.
Fashion designer or fashion dreamer was from what, 6:35? I'm looking at it right now. It was like a 2.5 minutes of fashion designer dreamer, whatever game.
It was weird. Like they had, you know, they had those announcements, and then they showed, I don't know what the bigger one. Oh, the Game Boy Advance and the Game Boy.
Well, there was the Maraca middle game too. That I feel like that trailer went on forever too.
Yeah, so like there's always these like I don't think they should have 40 minute long directs. They should be 15-20 minutes and give us stuff that we actually care about.
But they, I mean, somebody cares about that fashion game, right? And the people that are making that fashion game are like, yo, millions of people just saw, like there was almost a million.
Oh, I know. I understand when they do it. It's just
like that's like winning the lotto when it comes to having a game in the direct like that. Like
that's in Nintendo's like what they're offering to a game if they're saying the marketing that they get to have for this bump, they're probably paying something to Nintendo for that, I would think. Something.
No, they're not paying anything to Nintendo.
I don't think so. I don't think when it comes to, I think it's from my understanding, talking with people in the industry, it's the kind of thing that, like, you know, I mean, I think if it goes way back, I don't even remember, Carl, if you were on, but I think the guys from Floor Kids talked about it, how it was just like,
I was there for that interview. Yeah, I remember that.
You know, if Nintendo likes what they see, they'll showcase it. And so, I mean, if you think about it and you look at like fashion designer, and there was another one, I can't remember the name of, but like there were a handful of games that were like kind of Animal Crossing-esque, right? That kind of have some of the elements of Animal Crossing in them. Mm-hmm. And they have 40 million copies of that game, right? We saw the numbers. There's 40 million copies of that game. Isabel's still tweeting. I honestly was on this. I thought we were.
There was an update, or there was a.
Yeah, it was minor maintenance.
There's maintenance.
Yeah. And so I'm of the mind, because of Mario Kart DLC, that we will still see Animal Crossing DLC. That they just said, hey, there's nothing, because it's maybe too far out. It could be the end of this year before we get an announcement like that, or it could be E3. And I think Nintendo's doing a very good job of spreading their games out, marketing them accordingly. And I'd love the fact that we did not see the Switch, the Zelda Switch, because they don't want people to stop buying, right?
There's going to be a Zelda Direct before
for sure, but they don't want people to stop buying Switches waiting for that Zelda Switch, right? So they wait for a little closer to launch to when they announce it, because I'm like 100% sure that those leaks were real.
I saw a tweet today that said, or that showed the little emblem that's on the pin case in the collector's edition matches the emblem on the bottom, like right hand corner of the left Joy-Con.
Oh, interesting.
That's so cool. Emblems, maybe emblems in that, matching up. I think it's legit.
Maybe in that Zelda Direct that we'll probably get in late March, early April, they'll explain why they increased the price to $70.
That it is kind of baffling.
They didn't say anything. They're like, they didn't say anything. You can pre-order it. $70.
And they saw the backlash that happened on the internet for it being out there in the wild for like 24 hours beforehand.
But they wouldn't say anything, right? Like, why would they talk about their prices?
I mean, well, PlayStation and Xbox did when they raised prices. They said, like, you know, with the new added cost
cost of game development, yada yada yada. But like, this game has been in development for how long now? And Pikmin comes out after the fact, and it's not 70,
it's 60.
Yeah.
Well, and this weird remaster is $40. It's not $60. The remaster of Metroid Prime.
Well, Nintendo's, I think, saw how much criticism Sony got for Last of Us Remaster.
Also, they want people to buy Metroid. Nobody, people don't buy Metroid.
But it's like, yeah, and that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's all about the IPs, right? And like Pikmin, yeah, maybe Pikmin isn't that strong of an IP yet, but it's a new game. Whereas this is just a remaster. And, you know, we had the remasters with 3D All-Stars with Mario. And like, obviously, not obviously, I guess we didn't expect them to make it $60 and not really remaster it like they did with Metroid Prime. But I think it just goes to show that they are wanting, you know, Metroid to sell. So everybody's on the hype train for Metroid Prime 4. And like the fact that that game isn't even out yet has already sold. You know what I mean? Like it has sold so many people on the fact that we all are waiting on this game to come out.
Yeah, I
got that's what's keeping it alive on the internet.
Collector's edition was $130, I think I bought yesterday.
Yeah, it's $130. So it's $50 extra.
But like when you're looking at it compared to Xenoblade or Dread or something like that, a steelbook is included. There's pins. I mean, there was, what was in Dread? I feel like there was something physical.
There were art cards.
Yeah, there's an art book in this one too. I mean, they're very comparable, and the other ones have been 100 to maybe max 120. I don't know if any of them have been 120, but it's the Zelda IP is allowing them to have an upcharge on it.
It's just bizarre. I don't know. Like I understand why Sony and Microsoft did it because of the new gens, but we're 6 years in to the Switch's life cycle, and they just decide, hey, we're going to charge $70 for this game randomly. We're not going to explain why.
Randomly? Come on, you're smarter than this. If there's any game that is going to cost $70 now, like with the other platforms costing $70 per game, it's going to be Tears of the Kingdom.
But they have a reason to.
It's a bad look, though. I feel like it screams corporate greed.
Or, all right, here's another thing I think they're doing. They're trying to sell game vouchers because use game vouchers on Tears of the Kingdom. So they're trying to get you to buy digital and to buy game vouchers. You could save $20 on Tears of the Kingdom alone.
I get it, but that's a weird solution to be like, I don't want to pay $70 for this game, so here, I'm going to give Nintendo $100 right now.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're going to buy another game. You'll buy Pikmin 4 or Kirby or Advance Wars or, you know, a plethora. You have a year to claim the vouchers, so you'll get another game within that year.
I get it. I'm just saying right now it doesn't make sense for people to complain about $70 and then give Nintendo $100.
Yo,
they
I
get
paid
two games.
I paid like $85 for like the Shadows of the Empire on N64, so 70 is still a deal. Let's be real here.
No, I get it. I understand, but even if you use inflation as the thing, that's like 12% inflation. That is super high. And we don't know why. Just because it's Zelda? Like, it's just an odd. It's odd. And then they're like, "Oh yeah, we're not going to do it on every one. So it's going to be Zelda. It's going to be a new Mario game is going to be 70. Mario Kart's going to be 70. Whatever their big IP is, they're like, we're just going to get an extra $10 off of you, that'll be it.
I'll be the big four."
I don't know if you guys noticed this either, but in the eShop, they now sell Mario Kart as a bundle for $85. They now sell Animal Crossing as a bundle.
That's
for
not
$85.
Even a deal, though.
No, it's not. But they're making it easier for people to realize there's DLC for these games, right? Like they're just
I think they've seen the success that Capcom had selling their games in a bundle like that.
Like Monster Hunter and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. the $70 thing for me, I've just come to expect it. Also, based on how that sword looks, I tweeted today that we can confirm that weapons still break. And
especially the Master Sword is going to break too.
Yeah, the Master Sword is breaking in Tears of the Kingdom. So, you know, just be ready for that.
That's a character swap right there at the end.
I think
that's
so.
That's when you change to Zelda.
I that's my gut feeling.
I'm confused today. When I saw, I had to go back and look at different images because I know Link is left-handed, and I know they switched it for Skyward Sword due to Wiimote stuff. They switched it. I think I'd have to go back and Twilight confirm. Princess, I saw Twilight Princess for Wii. What was Twilight Princess? Was he left-handed on GameCube?
Oh, I don't know.
Because I know they switched it for that, but like Breath of the Wild, he's right-handed. Breath of the Wild 2, it looks like he's going to be right-handed. So have they just decided to switch Link's dominant hand?
I mean,
the one that's corrupted, like too.
It's a variant Link. It's not. They're not all the same Link.
There are three different timelines.
Well, now there might be like 4, 5, 6.
I think Sean Capri from Carpool Gaming, shout out. I think he said that he believes that this game will have two carts, and that is why they're charging more for it.
Well, the size of it,
18 something gigs.
So that's bigger than the 8 gig
cart. It's the largest first party game.
I mean, part of it's just Nintendo's going to flex their brand muscles until they can't, right? They're going to push this thing. They're going to push it as far as they can until people stop spending the money. When people stop, then they'll modify. But until that point, they're going to keep testing the waters because, I mean, at the end of the day, it's $10 more, but it's for a game that I put 120 hours in, and I know that some people don't think you should, a dollar a minute, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But like, I mean, even my little brother, who's not a gamer, really put 300, 400 hours into Breath of the Wild, right? Like,
It's not us that they need to convince. We would spend $100 on this game. Sure. It's the general public. So I would love to. I can't wait to see. You know, we just saw that Breath of the Wild sold 29 million copies. I want to see how close Tears of the Kingdom gets with it being $70.
I don't think they're worried about general public consensus because they're going to win. I know it's kind of early.
Game of the year before it's even out.
They kind of think they are, I think. I mean, what else is really going to give it a challenge?
Kirby.
For sure. Kirby will give it a challenge.
Pikmin. Pikmin 4 is coming up on screen right now.
Pikmin, I mean, before we move on from Tears of the Kingdom, like, that game does look really good. And I'm glad that they didn't show too much. Like, I'm sure we are going to get a dedicated direct, but like, that is enough to, I don't know, to, I think if you're a fan of Breath of the Wild, like, you're already excited for Tears of the Kingdom, and what they had to show was just an extra bonus.
Did you see Rare tweeted Nuts and Bolts?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it looks like you can build a car in Breath of the Wild.
That's just fan service to people building the flying machines. They just decided to give you a flying machine.
Well, Pikmin 4, I mean, that was a good announcement out the gate, and it looks good. The lighting looks really good. And
the angle is different, right?
Yeah.
The angle is a little bit tighter behind you versus the kind of three-quarter isometric view down. But it was not isometric, but move, you know.
I don't see a day timer on the screen. Maybe they're just not showing it.
They're just probably hiding UI.
I would have paid 70 for this game.
We would all pay 70 for this game.
Yeah. I'm excited for those that haven't played Pikmin to play Pikmin for the first time.
I'm excited to buy this game, play it for 15 minutes, and then put it on my shelf.
Oh, boo.
Did you not play and beat Pikmin 3?
You're breaking up. Hang, come back. Say again.
It doesn't take that long to beat it.
Pikmin 3 is like the easiest one, too.
No, I feel like this dog thing.
I feel like they're just
don't make fun of the dog.
I'm not. I think they're giving you kind of an easy mode. I don't know. It seems like he's going to do a lot.
But look at it. Just look at it. It's a dog.
It'd be interesting if that's the second player. You know, if that is how they're treating, like, being Cappy, you would get to be Ochi.
Well, I think they're... Well, did Pikmin 3 have co-op?
Yeah.
Pikmin 3 had co-op.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Yeah.
Were you just another captain? One of the captains? Because there's four captains in this game.
Yeah. Yeah, you were another captain, and like you actually did get to play. It's not like Cappy or Bandana Waddle Dee and Forgotten Land. Like, you were part of the experience, and you had to work together sometimes.
Are they going to integrate Pikmin Bloom into this game?
No.
No.
For both people that play it?
These things look like star bits. Are we getting a Mario Galaxy crossover here?
Rosalina is one of the captains.
Sorry.
That was the non-American trailer.
Yep. Yeah, I think Pikmin looks great. What did you guys think of it?
I'm here for it. Yeah. Like I said, 15 minutes of glorious gaming. No, I mean, it's one of those games that, like, yeah, I always want to. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna really play this one, you know. And then, I mean, I may not, but I mean,
yeah.
Looking at the initial gameplay, it looks good. Excitement. It looks really good. I mean, the games that Nintendo makes for the Switch, they do look incredible, right? And I mean, I am curious about some of the gameplay elements. What are some of the changes going to be? And the thing that honestly excites me the most about this is just there are some massive Pikmin fans out there that really, really have been waiting for this game. If they'd call it Pikmin 5 because of Pikmin Go, was it Pikmin Go?
Hey Pikmin.
Yeah. Like, how do you think that would have gone? Wow. Cryptic just said Josh isn't playing. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. They read your BS meter as you were talking.
I just want to know what happened to the Rock and Pink Pikmin, because they are not on the cover art, but purple and white are. So I don't know if they got rid of them or if. Is that the ice Pikmin kind of looks like a rock Pikmin?
Yeah.
Maybe you could change.
But now you don't have to die in water, so that's good.
We could always like travel through water.
Oh yeah, I guess.
But you would need blue Pikmin.
Yep. It's always a sad thing when you accidentally bring the wrong Pikmin into water and they die.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of like what Josh was saying about how good it looks. Pikmin 3 is still one of the best looking games on the Switch. It was probably the best looking game on the Wii U. Like, the Pikmin games are beautiful. And this one looks like it's going to be another fantastic looking game.
Yeah, it seems like it will be worth the wait. The one thing that I didn't like about Pikmin 3 was like how short it felt. It seemed like once I was getting towards the end, I was like really just starting to really love it. And then you're like, oh, that was the final boss. So it kind of leaves you wanting more. Mm. But for me, it ended too quickly.
Back that up a little bit, Crawler. That is that boss a little further. This massive boss with the legs that are just stomping around. Mm-hmm. Like, that's pretty eerie. Like,
it's got like a bone leg and it's got some that are covered in flesh still. Everything seems scary when you're Pikmin size though. Like they're all teeny tiny.
So Billy in chat asked if we're getting Pikmin remasters. I don't think we would get remasters. I think they would port the Wii versions, if anything, of Pikmin
just
1 and
2. Just a Pikmin 1, 2 collection kind
of
deal.
It is frustrating not to have access to all of the series on one platform.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a horde mode, do we think?
Oh, maybe.
That might just be nighttime, though. Maybe it just, because nighttime usually
gets harder. Are you going to stick around for nighttime? Yeah. Is that maybe why there's not a
maybe,
daytimer?
Maybe that's what they're indicating. Maybe Rosalina comes down and tells you to collect star bits.
Let's talk about this, because I want to
Mario Galaxy.
Hear the two. Right.
All right, Johnny, go.
Oh, no.
We're talking right, so, about the Splatoon.
Okay, we need a salt warning.
Okay. The Splatoon warning. 3, like, we knew DLC was coming, right? We knew paid DLC was coming.
Yeah.
And then, so they take us back to the original Inkopolis from Splatoon 1. Mm-hmm. It's a complete reskin. Well, it's just Inkopolis. So it's like a reskin of... So what, Splatsville?
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, this is really cool. And then they go into the shops and they're like, I thought we would have special gear or, like, you know, Splatoon 1 gear that you could only get if you have the expansion pass. But no, it's all the same stuff. So there is no point to this. There is literally no point to this. This should have been a free DLC, not paid. They could have had an Inkopolis season where you go back to Inkopolis as opposed to having you spend $25 to gain access to this.
So I agree and disagree with you, because I think that calling it a wave was not the right call. The reason I like it is we're going back to Inkopolis Plaza, which was in Splatoon 1. There were not a lot of people that got to experience Splatoon 1. And so even though it is just a reskin hub, that makes them feel like they have got to experience it. And with Splatoon, it's all about the lore. So if, like, people are feeling like they need to go back and visit the first game, even if the first game isn't out, I think it's really cool. And the shopkeepers have changed. So if you're familiar with Inkopolis Plaza, you get to see that change. But also there's new shopkeepers, so that just adds to the lore. I think there's also probably some information that they're not telling us yet, and we'll get to it as it gets closer. Like, maybe when you go to the Inkopolis Plaza, they're playing music from Splatoon 1 or Splatoon 2. I think that would be really cool to kind of, like, hear that music again and get that nostalgia. So I hear what you're saying. There's also Salmon Run. That's pretty cool. That is in the plaza as well, and Table Turf Battle. So I don't think calling it a wave was a good idea, but it's a $5 reskin. And then you get into the DLC, that's $20. And that's what Octo Expansion was too.
Yeah, no, the second wave is cool. Like, I'm excited for that. Mm-hmm. Because the Octo Expansion was great.
Are you though? Because do we know what any of this stuff is? Like, I feel like, yes, the marketing team put together a 3.5 minute trailer, and we have no clue what any of this is.
That it's is what reskin. Makes Splatoon so exciting. I don't know. I mean, like, are you talking about the second wave or the first wave?
Both of them. How much is the expansion pack?
It's $25. Right. So you're paying $5.
And it's not included in the expansion pack.
At this point, like, I'm waiting for it to be out for a little bit and then just to give it to me for free. I feel like it should have been announced that it's included in the expansion pass. I feel like if they needed a holdover to get people excited, do Inkopolis for free and then wait and show off the side court. What is it called?
Side order.
Show off what that is, because Octo Expansion was great. Like, it had a lot. It gave single player stuff. It gave weapons and other unique stuff to the game. But I got very little information out of this 3.5 minute trailer.
That's the way it's supposed to be. We'll probably
get more information later for at least the second wave. The first wave, like, they needed just to been, have a free
update, though.
They needed to have it be some sort of value add. So they're like, oh, we can't charge $25 just for one piece of DLC. So we're just going to.
But they did. They already did that, though.
Again, I think that there's probably information that they're holding out on. But if you're saying that you didn't understand it, that's exactly what they want. Go back and watch the Octo. No, I'm serious. Go back and watch the Octo expansion trailer and tell me that you understood what was happening in that.
Okay.
I mean, I get it for understand. I get it for the actual story content. What I'm frustrated in is this reskin that adds very little to the game and they're charging you money for it. Which
Johnny,
they have
how much
free
do you
seasons.
Pay for in Pokemon Unite?
I haven't spent anything in Unite for a very long time.
Josh, what did you take out of this trailer?
Yo, I was asking chat. I was like, are they selling us nothing? Like, I have no idea. I have no idea why I would buy this. That's all I said. Like, I just don't. I'm like,
I kept waiting for the thing at the end to be like included with the expansion pack. They need reasons why to buy the expansion pack. And this would have been,
if they had said, hey, when you go to Inkopolis or whatever, you're going to get a chance to get different outfits, you know?
Yeah, that's what I want.
But the problem with that is then it separates the community. And why does that guy have that and that girl have that? And
well, they already have that with Amiibo.
They already
stuff.
Do that. They already do that.
Because you can like scan people's clothing just in the plaza or Splatsville already, and then you can order that clothing.
Right, but I'm saying if they locked it into the DLC, that would upset people.
Oh, no, I don't think it's going to be that. If anything, I think it's going to give you like, okay, so you have clothing options in Splatsville. You don't like those? Then maybe there's some in Inkopolis that you might like.
So the items will be different?
Yeah, I mean, like, it will be...
They said it's all going to be the same stuff.
But maybe
it's sold at different times.
I
don't know.
Maybe that verbiage was so that it didn't seem like there was exclusive items to the DLC. But then it's just kind of like, well, what is the DLC? Right? And
I'm always poor in that game anyway, so...
It sounds like it was supposed to be like it's according to Cheesy. It sounds like they did exactly what they planned to. And, but I just want, I mean, you know, I'll probably pick up the DLC, but based on I'm not going to pull the trigger until I bought the Octo. That story was fun.
After side dishes.
Yeah. Once the side quest or whatever.
Let's talk about good DLC. All right, let's talk about some good DLC right now.
Sorry,
we got Mario Kart tracks, Yoshi's Island course, and Birdo.
This is a very bare bones kind of trailer as well.
But I mean, look at the course. The course looks amazing.
Oh, incredible! Yeah. Look at that. And the track building in front of you. Oh, I'm here for it.
It kind of supports my theory that we're getting a universal DLC, and The Yoshi Island is part of the Mario Kart.
That would coincide with it.
Mario Kart Bowser's Challenge queue line. You see a lot of Yoshi's Island. You also see there's a Yoshi ride in Japan. So I think it's possible that we're going to see it. But I think that is really cool. The one thing when I was watching this trailer, I was like, Birdo's not in Mario Kart 8. I guess I didn't even notice.
So is this is a circuit up? We start down here, right?
And then we're
coming up, mm-hmm. And then
when I initially looked at this, I didn't pause like you're doing here, but I kind of assumed it was going to be a point to point race, not necessarily laps. But that picture kind of makes it look like it's going to be.
Yeah, I feel like it's a circuit.
Yeah. But I mean, look at like how can anybody look at this and then look at Coconut Mall and wonder what is going on. Like, was all the work being put into this while they were just hitting copy paste for sure. in the Coconut Mall? Like, it's that's crazy. I mean, look at all the detail. We're seeing, we're not they're only seeing
on those dirt.
Yeah, but like, did what we just see there, that question mark, did that trigger that track to open? So if people don't hit it, it'll be similar to
through the cloud. Yeah.
That'll be similar to like Link's, like to Hyrule, where if you, you know, you don't hit the
right there.
That's crazy. That's so there's also a cool feature.
Various colors.
And that's a shortcut.
So it looks like Birdo's going to act like Yoshi.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or Shy Guy,
yeah.
It was weird, though, that they didn't show other courses. Like, I get it. We'll learn more soon. And this is a good it's a good tease for...
what Twitter's for.
What do you mean?
That's all they've been promoting. They just put up...
On Twitter, yeah.
Yeah.
They'll drop a trailer when it drops and be like, here you go. Yeah. So this is a brand new course.
It was very vague because it's the one course and the one character, which is nice that we're getting something added with the character. But there's seven other courses that are coming with this pack, and there's also a 3-month window. We didn't get they're very vague. I think they like to announce it and then have it out 3 days later is what they like to have. And so we just have the window of March 20th to June 20th, and that's it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited.
It worked on me. I am excited that track.
Bring
alone.
Funky Kong back.
Yeah.
Funky Kong's going to drop with coming. The movie.
Maybe there's a Mario movie track, right? Yep. Maybe we get to see another Rainbow Road. We get to see the Rainbow Road from the movie in the game.
Now we're looking at Game Boy came to Nintendo Switch Online.
I lost it at this point. I need to get clips of because I lost it.
Well, and the stuff that's coming in the future, I wish they would be a little more. Cause we're still waiting on a lot of stuff for 64, but the promise of stuff coming in the future, I think, has people excited as well for both Game Boy and more so with Game Boy Advance. I think there's some big titles coming.
I think we're going to get Pokemon games too, but
and I think that'll be a Pokemon Day announcement kind of stuff.
Yeah. I think Pokemon's saving that for their own Pokemon Direct.
Yep.
We did see Pokemon.
But, I mean, DCG. The fact that trading card game is coming in the future, I think that's the biggest indicator, I think.
Game and Watch. I never played these. Did you guys play these?
I didn't. I never had that game on Game Boy. This seems like the most random one to be included was Alone in the Dark. What was it called? Alone in the Dark?
Yeah. Yeah, Metroid. Excited for that.
But this is, I mean, yep.
So they're trying to get all the Metroid games on the Switch.
And we see Fusion at the end.
Fusion's coming.
Fusion's there, but no Zero Mission. No Zero Mission.
Well,
I wonder.
I mean,
don't forget Other M.
OG Kirby. This is what I remember playing back in the day.
Billy saying Alone in the Dark is great.
We'll have to check it out. It's available now.
But Super Mario Land.
This is what you were talking about, Josh. All the different filters.
Yeah.
So Mario Land 2, 6 Golden Coins makes it worth it alone.
It's a good game. I just played it last night and got to revisit it. And it's pretty easy. It's quick. But it is such a weird Mario game that it has its own personality. And that's what I really like about it.
It has a claw machine.
So
it does, yeah.
Tilt and Tumble. Are we going to get gyro controls?
I mean, I would assume so.
I would think so, right? Because like the Game Boy pack had gyro controls built into it, right?
I would be surprised if it didn't, since the Switch has all that stuff built in.
Yeah.
Are we going to get a Pokemon card sent to us? Because I feel like there's false advertising there.
I feel like they find a creative way to get QR codes or something like that involved. That would be kind of cool.
We finally got Pokemon TCG on the Switch. Yep. It might not be the one you guys want it, but
with all your deck is built out from all the card packs that you bought, but it'll be interesting. I mean, and we're getting Oracle Seasons, Oracle Ages. I have a lot of the Zelda games on Wii U. So, I mean, I think somebody put out a list I saw on Twitter today of the stuff we're missing. And so it's what? Wind Waker, Twilight Princess.
The DS games.
Four Swords.
Four Swords as well.
Spirit Tracks.
Some of the Spirit Tracks. DS stuff's got to be coming. That's got to be the next iteration, right? If they've done Game Boy and Game Boy Advance, like,
well,
DS
it seems like all of this came out because the eShop is closing on the DS next month, right?
Nintendo doesn't care that their stuff is locked behind certain things, though.
Yeah, I mean, DS games will be locked, like from the Wii U. That so you won't be able to get those on the Wii U, and Wii games will go away as well. So maybe we will get those in the future. Oh, yeah, Super Mario 4, Super Mario Bros.
Super 3. Mario Advance 4, Super Mario 3. One of the worst
stupid name.
That is the best
one?
Way.
Is that WarioWare, the very first WarioWare?
No, I think there was one on Game Boy. I might be wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. You might be right.
Yeah, so this version of Mario Super Circuit looks a whole lot better than what I was playing, so I'm going to have to mess around with the filters.
The thing with that Super Mario 3 is those levels were locked behind the
card reader thing?
Yeah, they were locked behind the card reader, and so the best way to play it up until this point was on the Wii U, because all those levels became available. It's like playing a whole... It's like having DLC for Mario 3. You know, as you can see, he was using the cape. That was not available in the original game. That was only available in Mario World. So that is that right there is amazing.
This is a big thing for the future. I mean, we got Fusion. Which Fire Emblem is that? Is that
the first?
Is that a remake?
First one.
Is that a remake of the first one?
It's the first
American one. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the biggest get is Golden Sun. I know a lot of people are excited about that.
So the Golden Sun games, weren't they powered? Wasn't there something like it was powered by the sun?
It's a different game.
Oh, it's a different game?
No,
that is a Golden Sun game.
Yeah, though, that was. No. Because that was a Kojima game that was powered by the sun.
Then there's your F-Zero game. So shut up.
But I think I do believe that there's a lot of people that believed that, well, I'm trying to find it here. Cause the game I found,
for what?
There is a game. Well, at least I thought there was a game that is actually powered by the sun. And I thought it was a Golden Sun game.
Have solar sensors. It's called Boktai.
Okay.
Is it a Kojima game?
But this is the game that, like, I think, because I always thought Golden Sun was that same game too. Like, I think, the game. What was the Game Boy game that used sunlight? It was Boktai. So, I may not be saying that right, but
yeah. Okay, so servants talking about how these games look rough on a big TV, and so I think what Josh was saying earlier is there are in the Game Boy and Game Boy Advance settings. On the launch screen of the launcher, you can adjust kind of the aspect ratio and the pixel perfect nature of them, right? Josh?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There's the, like I said, the cog with the game select screen is where you do that. And it's like,
so
two different settings you can do.
Yeah. So one thing they kind of just snuck in there, the Game Boy Advance stuff is locked behind the expansion pass. So they kind of keep.
I was actually surprised that Game Boy Game Boy games were on just the regular Nintendo Switch Online. I thought they were going to lock both of them behind the expansion pack.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm okay with it. It's not... I mean, like, Game Boy is okay, I think, on just the regular online subscription, because, like, that's how NES is. And the Game Boy Advance, I don't like that it's locked behind a paywall, but I kind of, like, understand why they did it. But it's a Nintendo decision.
It's a value add for expansion pack. They need to keep adding it, because they haven't really given us anything. You know, like, they gave us GoldenEye this past month,
but they've been very slow on the 64 titles, and they haven't added any kind of baked in DLC stuff to be. I mean, because that's kind of what people have come to expect from the PlayStation and Xbox stuff, is they get something every month, and we're not paying, I guess, the same amount, but it's still nice to see stuff being added to the kind of ecosystem that you bought into. So what we're seeing is some Kirby Return to Dreamland stuff. This was, I feel like Magalore. This was a new announcement, right? This whole epilogue thing. I feel like they could have maybe, I don't know. I feel like it would have been good to maybe have this. I guess the game comes out here and pretty soon. This is a post game thing that you can play after you beat the game. But I feel like it would have maybe been good for a standalone thing if you pre-ordered the game now, you could play it now or something like that. I don't know. But
I got to actually beat this Kirby game, because this looks like.
So Josh will be playing this day one, right?
Yeah, I'll 100% it. No problem.
Johnny, how do you feel about it?
I think the epilogue looks really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like the leveling system, but I don't like how you have to beat the game first. Like, it should have been like Bowser's Fury, where, you know, you could either select 3D World or Bowser's Fury.
Yeah.
But like I don't know. I'm gonna have to slog through a Kirby game again.
What do you mean? They're so easy for you.
I mean, they're easy, and that's why it's a slog.
I pulled up the Bayonetta stuff. I feel like this turned me off to the game more than I was. I don't know if I was necessarily sold on the game, but
I was gonna say, how could you be turned on at all by the first time they showed this? Like that. Like,
but I feel like. I don't know. It seems.
I don't even know what it is. Like,
you're not playing as or what's her
Teresa.
Real name? Okay, so you're playing as this cat, pretty much, and she's just kind of there doing spells.
So it's like a puzzle platformer. That's what.
I've never played Bayonetta, but when I watched this trailer, it was kind of interesting to me, because you are playing as the main character, but the main character isn't really doing anything. And that reminds me a lot of Pikmin. Like, you tell your Pikmin what to do. This seems like kind of the same thing.
It's like Pokemon.
It's just such a weird, like, to me, it's such a weird thing to go from this character that, like, you know, has all the sex appeal and, like,
but it's not the same person, right?
No, it is. I think, isn't it?
From my understanding, it's her as a kid.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and glad that that's not the case then.
As a kid with the sex appeal?
Yeah.
Well, exactly. That's why it's so strange.
But
like,
what's more jarring is, you know, Bayonetta is an action game.
That, yeah.
And that looks, I don't even know what you would even call that.
It's a spinoff.
Like a strategy.
I need to make sure that what I was saying was clear. Like, it's strange to take a character like that and then be like, oh, here's the kid version of her. Like,
yeah.
Why are we doing that? Like, what? Like,
now this is pod racing. Am I right? Am I right, guys?
Yeah. Like, what is the Nintendo could have probably had any of their IP. They could have put like Link with the dog from Twilight Princess as that character and let him make that game, you know, like
it's a wolf.
Sorry.
And you are the wolf. Yeah, have you played Twilight Princess?
No.
That's only a good game.
Only to the part that it got good, I guess, from my understanding. I was like, well, when I they ported it to the
Switch,
I can't do
the this. You'll play.
Great. I don't even want to look at chat right now. This is I'm just wondering why Slap Bayonetta's tight. Like, why Slap Bayonetta's name? It's not. It's I'm gonna say it. It's well, because it's game.
IP recognition. I mean,
well, Bayonetta 3 sold a million copies, so
it's a niche title. It's, I just
not there's, that your, niche. There's your drink for the bingo
I
card.
I don't know. Is it Monster Hunter Stories? Is that what this is? Is that what we're
maybe
Monster Hunter Stories sold like 3 or 4 million copies?
But that IP. They could do that with, right? Because it's already doing so well. It's just a strange play to me. Speaking of strange plays, why is Rex looking so hot? That's all I want to know.
And he's got both the swords out too. Like,
he does.
Speaking of another niche game, Xenoblade 3 is getting more DLC.
They're gonna find a way to tie in all three games into the trilogy. With the main characters coming back in some way.
I'm really excited for this DLC that comes out on my birthday.
I'm just saying, you guys gave me a lot of crap at the beginning of the show, and you sound super excited about this direct.
Well, no, the only thing, you know,
this
game
right here, this was the seller, right? The Maraca game.
Did I not just sound excited about that DLC?
It sounded sarcasm.
No, I'm so like that was great. Now when I'm sincere, I sound salty. Lovely.
We talked about the good stuff. Well, except for Metroid Prime.
This is good
Advance
stuff.
Wars, we're seeing Advance
Wars. We're finally
Wars
getting Advance Wars.
Advance Wars looks out of good.
In another 6 months, it hasn't been delayed long enough.
No, it's coming out in
April something.
It's April.
Wow. Somebody hand Josh a shovel so he can dig himself out of this hole. That's not how you
even watch
dig yourself
direct?
Out of a hole. You can't dig yourself out. You'll just
I was just deeper. Surprised April 21st. That it got pushed all the way out to April. That's all.
Johnny will be done with work and he can play it finally.
we were talking about what their April game was gonna be, and it's Advance Wars.
Yeah, it's pretty different because, you know, the Mario movie's coming out around that time, so not that anyone expected a Mario game. It would have been cool, but to have Advance Wars during April, the same time that your Mario movie is coming out, just seems like it's different. People are gonna go see the movie and they're gonna play the game, you know, but it seems like in a way they're kind of just shoving it aside. It looks great though, and Layton is back.
Maybe they want to shove it to the side. Maybe they're just like, you know, let's just get this thing out and let it go.
Yeah,
I didn't even know they showed Layton. I must have blinked or something.
Yeah, Layton, that was like the one last thing before the one last thing.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Okay.
They didn't show any gameplay. It's just that Layton is back.
It was just a CG trailer.
Is it a new game or is it a?
I think it is.
Looks like. Yeah.
Oh, the sizzle reel.
I put it to the sizzle.
All the
Mega the Mega Man what
Battle Network?
The Battle Network.
Yeah, it's called Battle Network.
I'm excited for Have a Nice Death
comes out next month.
Yeah.
That looks really good. No Silk Song.
I did see something from the Silk Song Reddit or whatever that like a playtester said they're getting close to being done, mm-hmm. and they're, but who knows?
Okay, so the most anticipated baseball game is out now, and it's only 99 cents. I don't even know what
they should have priced Strikers at. It's crazy.
So I bought that game with my reward coins or whatever.
Oh, that's not Tails. They talked about Biting Chaos.
Yeah,
there I don't you even go. Know how to say it.
Yeah,
what
they remastered 1 and 2. That's yeah. pretty cool.
They're pretty beloved GameCube games, from my understanding.
Which one is that? But,
we haven't talked about Metroid yet. Metroid.
We did. I mean, we did a little bit. It was playing at the beginning.
Metroid was the highlight for me. Like, when they... It was so random, too, because it was like a Switch, like, little news heading. Mm-hmm. And not, like, its own special announcement. They're like, Metroid has been remastered. And it just looks so good. It's one of the best looking games on the Switch, which is kind of incredible for a GameCube game.
And the controls have been completely modernized.
Oh yeah, they fixed the controls. Dual stick controls for Metroid is it's actually playable.
Choose how you want to play, because you can play Wii, you can play Wiimote style, you can play GameCube style, you can play modern style.
I cannot say enough good about this. I was screaming at this point during the direct, like, because I mean, I haven't played this game since it released. I played it, beat it, you know, then played Hunters on DS, played 2 until I got like kind of soft locked in it, and I did not have enough health to beat a boss, and then never even touched 3 because the motion controls. I have the trilogy on Wii, but the motion controls just made me irritated. You know, so to finally play this game for the first time, like a modern shooter, it is such a breath of fresh air. And the game just looks, it, like Johnny said, it's stunning for an older game that's running on the Switch. Like I wanted to have a topic for this. If we didn't have a direct, one of my topics was, what do you guys think Retro has been working on since, or what would Retro have been working on if Metroid Prime 4 hadn't been dumped in their lap? And well, I think they answered that question, right?
Maybe they were remastering all of them.
I hope they are.
That's where I'm leaning. Like, it's the best marketing they can do for the new game. And it gives the devs plenty of time and keeps all of us.
So do you think people would be, will be annoyed if they release Metroid Prime 2 in like 6 months for another $40? And then Metroid Prime 3 in another 6 months for another $40. I feel like people will get annoyed at that point. Like, why not just release them as a bundle?
Flex that brand muscle, you know? Nintendo can flex that brand muscle and they can make their money. That's what I think. Are you guys all there? Is everything good?
Well, I'm wanting to know, like, What do you guys grade the direct even after talking about it?
100. 10 out of 10. No, I still feel the same. I think I'm still at an 8.5. There had, like, Metroid was peak. A new Tears of the Kingdom trailer was amazing. We got to see a new amiibo and customizable gliders,
collector's edition,
mm-hmm. which we'd even talk about. Collector's edition. It sucks that it's $70 for no reason. Pikmin 4 looks great. Yeah, I think it was solid.
I give it a 90 for sure. Like, it had me screaming. The Game Boy games, knowing that, like, there's some classic titles that I really hope make their way. If you guys get a chance to play Alleyway, which was a fantastic title on Game Boy, Solar Striker, Solar Strikers, which is, I mean, it's like a shmup, right? That was on Game Boy. That was fun. It was pretty rudimentary game, but it was a good time. But one of the best puzzle games I've ever played was on Game Boy. It's called Quorth, and you can get it on the DS. I believe it's a Konami game, and if they can get that onto it's essentially like it's kind of like Tetris where you've got to create squares by shooting little squares. So there'll be like an L-shaped piece falling down at you and you're the ship at the bottom. And let's say it's three pieces over and four pieces down. You've got to shoot three pieces to complete that rectangle. And the bigger the rectangle or square that you create, the more points you get. And so it's, the few people that I've recommended it to pick up on like DS, they're like, oh my, or 3DS. They're like, this is
Konami doesn't share more? Though. That's the thing.
Yeah. They don't. But the fact that the reason I'm hopeful for stuff like that is Tetris, because Tetris, I assume, is kind of in licensing limbo with as many people have their, you know, you got Tetris Effect that's out there right now. We got Tetris 99 on the Switch. Like, you got Tetris and Puyo Puyo coming out. Like, there's Tetris is not slowing down. And it's like, who has the rights to all this? Like, how does this work? When they showed that, I kind of lost it, because it was like, that took me right back to Christmas Eve 1989, where like my aunt and uncle both purchased Game Boys and I got to play Tetris, like the two player.
Less than three feet from him.
Yeah. And, you know, and it brought out Mario and Luigi, which was, you know, yep. Of course I was like, well, this is even better, right? It's got Mario and Luigi. So, I do agree with Cheesy, and I wish there had been something that was completely brand new, right? Metroid Prime is great. It's a remaster. Mm-hmm. You know, if there had been that one, if it had been a Sluggers title that had been announced, pending it was actually going to be good, you know, if there had been some kind of Mario game, a Donkey Kong game, some kind of Punch-Out game, anything that was brand new, right? That was maybe pushed into July or September or something along those lines. That would have put it over the top for me, because albeit we all get excited for these Game Boy games and remasters and everything like that, like
play them one day.
At the end of the day, I don't think they get it. Like, you play them for a couple days and then it's just nice to know they're in your collection, I guess.
Don't tell people that. Buy Metroid Prime. Buy Metroid Prime. We need people to buy it. They're going to kill the series.
Well, I'm just talking about the Game Boy games, right? But this time around, though, that is the best way to play Mario 3. There's no question there. Super Circuit is probably the worst Mario Kart game out of all of them. Unfortunately, it's just the way it goes.
Minish Cap is probably tier, one of the best Zelda,
right?
Games.
Yeah, a lot of people picked up Minish Cap yesterday.
Yeah.
I think Nintendo probably had one of the best days streaming that they could have had yesterday with all the people probably playing and streaming Minish Cap and other stuff. This is probably what we'll talk about tomorrow or next week, pending any crazy news that comes out throughout the week. But does it have you guys concerned at all that we don't have anything past January or July 21st or whatever?
No, not the Nintendo we've been shown. The Nintendo has kind of trained us over the last like 3 years that this is the way they do marketing. They, you know, if June is anything, if they have a June direct, we'll get our holiday. They'll tell us 6 months ahead. And that'll be the big one that gives us a peek into 2024.
Then why not go to E3?
And then
they don't need to.
They don't. They're the reason. The reason the other two aren't showing up at E3, because they're like, yo, we don't need to spend money, and people still get just as hyped for our games whether they see them in person or not. You know, because those booths that Nintendo rents are no joke. Like, they had the entire Pokemon, like a whole battle arena. You could walk through a haunted mansion for the Luigi's Mansion, and Link's Awakening was very impressive. The diorama they'd built for that. So, like, yeah,
in a couple weeks we're gonna get a Pokemon Direct. So we're gonna see what Pokemon has this year.
Mm-hmm. When's Pokemon Day?
And that's gonna be big for Nintendo.
When's Pokemon Day, Johnny?
The 27th. February 27th.
So
I'm all right with it.
Unite update and Violet and Scarlet DLC announcement and
Arceus 2 and.
Be nice if we get Detective Pikachu on Switch.
That's been promised.
Detective for Pikachu years. 1 and 2.
Pokemon yeah, 1 and 2.
When is supposed to come out?
Yo, I just packed up my Detective Pikachu amiibo today. That thing is so massive. It's almost as big as the Guardian. Like, the box is almost as big. And yeah, and Best Buy put one sticker on the back of my amiibo that I didn't catch, and it like glued to it. So I'm like, oh no, I'm so sad. So sad. But yeah, I don't.
You can just open them all, Josh, and fix that problem.
Stop that. Stop it. I'm waiting for them to stop making these things. I'm like, oh, there's a Link amiibo. Like,
well, there's only one though, and for Breath of the Wild they had like 10 or
true.
Whatever. So yeah. I think they're scaling down.
I would say
amiibo. Yeah, but they want you to scan all those to get different variants on your glider.
Yeah, I'm getting a Majora's Mask one just to get the stupid glider.
Right. Well, you didn't hear it from me, but you can just buy the cards on Amazon and scan them all in.
But I like to have them.
N64josh.com/Amazon if you're going to do it.
There they are.
Oh, they're glorious. Jeez,
what did you think what was your overall after the fact of discussion?
I mean, I think I still feel the same, and it's not that I was like salty about any of it. Like, I'm really happy that we got a lot of it and that a lot of it dropped, but it is weird to not go into the next direct knowing what the next thing is. And like, it's cool to have surprises. Like, I want to be surprised, but it seems like we always have a game that they announce, and then the next direct we hear more about it. And I don't really feel like we have that. Like, we'll probably hear more about Pikmin because that doesn't come out until July, if they do like a June direct. But after that, like, we don't know anything. And so it would have just been nice to have like something kind of just hinted or announced, and then we'll hear about it in the next direct. So like, I'm happy that we got all of these drops, and that was like the most surprising thing I think about the direct is how much we were able to play right after. Mm-hmm. as fans of Nintendo, like, thank you. Like, that is just so nice that we have those opportunities to just play whatever we wanted. Katamari Damacy, we didn't even talk about that, has a game trial right now. And if you've never played Katamari, it's a great game. And you get to play it for free for 7 days. So there's a lot that I did like and appreciate, but it's just, as far as surprising directs, it's a lot of what we already knew or what was rumored. Or I guess what we thought was coming. But nothing that, like, honestly knocked it out of the park. Like, Metroid Prime being shadow dropped, I didn't expect that. So that was really cool. But again, like you were saying earlier, Josh, like, it's a remaster that we had on GameCube.
And say it. It's a niche title.
I won't say that. I will say play that. If you've never played it, you need to play it.
Yeah.
It is a must play for any Nintendo fan.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I will say that, no question. I could not stop playing that game when it came out on GameCube initially.
As far as like, am I worried about Nintendo? I mean, they got to have, you know, games that they are going to sell during the holiday season to sell more Switches. They just became the third best selling console of all time. There's no way that they're going to stop that train. So they got to have something.
Speaking of sales numbers and stuff,
to get the title, to drop the price.
An update on Splatoon.
Don't dox our DMs.
My screen is all frozen. Is it up? Is it, can you guys see it?
We see it. Yeah.
Yeah, we see it. Johnny.
So we are getting a little our private DMs on Discord about Splatoon 3 selling 10.13 million units. We're sweating a little, Johnny.
A little bit.
What's the bet? It has to be 13 million.
I think it's
15. So, I mean, it's still got a ways to go.
I don't think it's that high because 15 is like top 10.
Oh, you're right. You're right. So it's,
I mean, yeah, it's like 20. It's like 20. And I don't remember what the Agopolis DLC drops, I'm done.
So I'm telling you, man, it's all about the lore. You don't have to understand it. It's all about the lore.
13.3 million copies.
And they just re-released the Splatoon Switch today. They were available everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's gonna hit it. There's no doubt in my mind now. That was only what, 3 months? Or no, that was 6 months, I guess. Not 4 months.
He's been mathing
September,
all day.
September
he can't
through
math now.
December.
Yeah, it was September.
I do want to say welcome in, Raiders. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you guys. And we're at an hour and 15, so we are going to call it right there. Of course, make sure to leave us some more funny reviews. We really like seeing your seeing what creativity you guys come up with. You guys can expect to see daily articles on n64josh.com. And so we're going to start incorporating more of the comment section on the blog post into the podcast as well. There's going to be articles for the show, and so stay tuned to that. I've already been I put up a direct post this week, and there's I've got a couple of other posts in the works. And what did I put up yesterday? I think it was the Breath of the or the Tears of the Kingdom stuff, looking at all those different gliders and everything. It's pretty rad. I'm really looking forward to this game. So thank you guys, of course, for being here with us live Thursdays at 7:30 Pacific, 10:30 Eastern. And I am going to be streaming my birthday stream. I think it's going to be Sunday. I'll stay tuned to the Discord. I've got to see. I had something come up. I was thinking I would maybe do it Saturday. I forgot Sunday was the Super Bowl, but I'm thinking Sunday morning because I'm going to be out of town all next week. And so, yeah. That's that. So thanks guys for everything. We will see you all in the next one. Bye now.
Go Birds.